Sports Betting Brethren, hey, bring it up, and thanks for stopping by here today. It's day five. Today's Monday, but we're on day five of our Sports Betting University Picks Methods study. And what we're doing, if you haven't caught up or haven't checked in lately, is we're started off a 30-day study to identify what works best. You know, is it the market analytics tools, which we're going to cover and give you all the selections for? Is it the paid computer simulation services? Is it the handicapping services? Not the handicapping services, free, you know, clickbait picks, but the actual selections that they give to you for units bet. And so we're accessing these cappers are giving, you know, we've got access to their top plays, their big plays, their game of the year, game of the month, 5-unit, 4-unit, all that kind of stuff, 10-star, whatever you got. It's fucking hilarious. So we're going to give you those picks for free today. So stick around and we'll go through those here in a minute. But we want to kick it off first with the Odds Jam. Guys, the Odds Jam is something that it's a tool, the betting tool, in the markets categories, we would call it. Helps you identify the side, the total, or the prop bet, or whatever you want to be on. It's a very robust tool, and they do have a free, the free ability to trial basis. This tool helps you identify not only the game and the target you want to be on, but also the best place to place that bet for the price. So, for example, if you can get a particular game at -110 versus -145, that's where you would go. And in addition to that, it gives you indicators on the best side to be on based on the market of the Odds Jam Perfect Line, which is essentially Pinnacle. You know, Pinnacle is the largest and most efficient sports betting book. And so using that and using the information that they provide and train and show you how to use definitely is a very mathematical and profitable situation. So we're going to give you a couple of picks today with that. We have a nice little run there with them. Did the hit some games about 4, 5, 6 last Thursday, Friday, but 2 today for you. Playing an alternate total over 38 in the Bears Steelers game tonight, and also a player prop for you, Andre Drummond over 13.5 rebounds. So again, an alternate total over 38. I know the line's currently about 40, so they drop that down at a -138 and placing that over BetMGM. And also DraftKings with the player prop of Andre Drummond over 13.5 rebounds. So those are the two picks from Odds Jam today. Don't forget to get that free pass for there. On to the quantitative analytics tool, and that's the Wolf Line. The Wolf Line is the only quantitative analytics company that will show you the charts, the graphs, the color-coded indicators, and help you go through the games. We got one today that's kind of standing out as far as a potential good opportunity to, you know, the old buy low, sell high thing on the correction market with the Wolf Line, and that's on the New York Knicks -2.5 today over Philly. So that's what we're rolling with at the Wolf Line. Onto the Action Network. The Action Network has got pro systems. It's a paid service. We've been tracking the last 4 days, and they're 3 wins, 1 loss. They got 3 picks for today, and that'd be the New Orleans Pelicans at +8, the Brooklyn Nets +1.5, and the Denver Nuggets +2. So those are the 3 picks that are standing out today on the projections report from the Action Network. And they also have another model that comes out that shows Sharp Action, their money, pro systems, their models, their top experts, etc. And that looks like it'd be a Bears +7 play tonight in the Monday Night Football. So there you go. On to BetQL. BetQL, we kind of crack up at because they're 5-star best bets. Mirrored each other in college football games. They both went 2-4. They're on basically similar, if not the same games. Kind of a joke, but our Friday report will be giving you their 5-star best bets in college and NFL. Their NFL 5-star best bets, again, interesting enough and kooky enough, there were Broncos, Cowboys games, Patriots, Panthers for both sides. Interesting. So it seems like, you know, they're kind of hoping to see whatever side of the coin fell on, then it would go with that. But they went 1-1 in their best bets and 0-2 in their 5-star sharp bets. Interesting. On to AccuScore. AccuScore is a simulation model company. They give 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, that kind of thing. Got 3 picks for today. They're currently at 6 wins, 3 losses, so we're getting a few more games out of them. But the 4-star pick today, they've got the New York Knicks at +4.5. They believe they're going to win by 4.5, so that line has skewed a bit. But it's interesting if that's an alternate spread or not. I got a total here, over 216 in the Brooklyn-Chicago Bulls game, and then the 4-star bet with the Charlotte Hornets +1.5 against the Lakers. So there's the three games there. Knicks plus the points, over 216, Brooklyn-Chicago, and the Charlotte plus 1.5 against the Lakers. The next simulation service we have here, we're keeping track of. They're currently at 3 wins, 2 losses, and 2 pushes. I got one pick today on the Chicago Bulls. That's with NBA Game Sim. Game Sim does sides and totals, and we have a couple totals for you here with the NBA Game Sim. They're kind of struggling with their totals. They're two wins, 4 losses as of recent, but we have two tonight. They're over 212 in the Knicks-Sixers game and under 226 in the Phoenix Suns-Sacramento game, so something to think about there. I'm going to get on to the paid selections, the handicapping selections next, and it's kind of interesting. Here we go on to the handicapping services. And guys, you get, I'm sure you get phone calls, text messages, emails. Handicapping services are kind of the glorified used car salesman and basically trying to sell you their picks, which interestingly enough can be hundreds and thousands of dollars. And certainly if they don't produce positive units, not only are you down your bankroll, but you're down your fees to them. And right now, none of them are really tearing it up. And right now, the first week, there's one of them is Capper MBS is up a couple units, but that's really about it. Everyone else is pretty stagnant and pretty low. But today's picks from these top handicapping services, and again, I track and trace about 25 to 30 of them. I try to give you the top four or five. Try to give you the quality at the top, sort of like the college football poll. You know, I'm giving you the Georgias, the Alabamas, and that kind of thing. So this is as good as it gets. And believe me, if this is as good as it gets, you don't want what's down at the bottom of the pile. Here we go. Capper SSD, 4 units. He's fielding 4 units on the Bears plus 6.5. I'm sure you could probably get 7 if you waited. Capper ICD, 3 units over 40 in the Bears Steelers game. And then Capper LHS, Chicago Bears, plus 6.5, 1 unit. And then Capper MSS, NBA game for you. It's got the Miami Heat money line, minus 115. And then Capper AYS, 4 stars on the over 216.5 Nets Bulls. That seems to be kind of a common thread among some of the simulations as well. So there's a lot of free picks, a lot of free information. It's apparently costs a lot of people money. So hopefully you enjoy it. If you have any questions, get over to Sportsman University, email me at info@sportsmanuniversity.com. And don't be afraid to send me a question or two or some feedback, and happy to help out as we continue to do research on the best picks methods here in this study.